I've been coming to Grimsby on and off for about 24 years, 25 years. We were trying to work it out the other day. And I've played in the auditorium. I think I've played every snooker player from Steve Davis, Alex Higgins, Ronnie O'Sullivan. And it's always been a great venue. I don't know why they don't have a tournament there.
How's the Snooker Legends Tour going then, Jimmy, so far?
The Snooker Legends is brilliant. Jason Francis comes to me from Legends about 3 years ago, and he says, I want to put an exhibition on with more than two players. I want to put five or six on. And I thought, you know, it was a crazy idea. But this is the third year now, and it's gone from strength to strength. We're now going to different countries, but we're going to all the venues, like the auditorium, where we've had, you know, I've had some great memories of exhibitions. And I think the secret about the Legends is that I play whatever players are there on the night. You know, we've even had Ronnie O'Sullivan playing. I think we've got Doherty and Thorburn in Grimsby. And what it is John Virgo comes out, does a cabaret, gets the people out of the audience to participate into the trick shots. And then they get a serious match, and then all the people get to meet us. And it's a really good, fun night. Everybody enjoys it.
Tremendous. And, you know, Snooker Legends really sums it up, doesn't it? Because I believe your era was maybe the golden era of snooker. Jimmy White, Higgins, Davis, the names just roll off the tongue, don't they?
Yeah, I think you'll find that in them days you had you only had four channels as well, people seem to forget. So snooker was, you know, snooker was that popular. But I think they say they've not got the characters. I think they've got just as many characters today, you know, with the likes of O'Sullivan, the greatest player that's ever seen. You know, so snooker's in very good shape. Barry Earn's done a good job.
Let's talk about your career, Jimmy. What a career. I mean, you're the whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind career for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been, you know, I've had my ups and downs. You know, the downs being not winning the World Championship. But I've won the world match play, the world doubles, the world senior. It's frightening. I've won absolutely everything besides the world championships. But I've still not finished yet. I've enjoyed every moment of it, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Might sound crazy to say it's not just about the winning. What an enjoyable way of earning a living. It must be, getting paid for a hobby and being so good at it as well. Would you change any of it at all?
No, I'm absolutely blessed. You know, from when I was a kid, 12, 13, watching Alex Higgins on Pot Black, dreaming that I could have my cue. Yeah, I didn't even think about cars in them days. I just thought like a cue on a bus or in a train and like be a cowboy. And that's what I've always been. I've just loved it. I love going around playing exhibitions. I love the tournaments. I love meeting the people. You know, I've been very, very lucky.
Can't let that name go, Alex Higgins, without just talking about him for a moment. What did he do for the game?
He made the game of snooker exciting. Without Alex Higgins, you wouldn't have had, you know, you wouldn't have had the flamboyancy of the game. You know, he'd done special things on the table, which, like, he was just a shot maker. Steve Davis summed him up. He was the best shot maker. He wasn't the most consistent player, but he was a shot maker. And, you know, he was the greatest. We all owe him a lot. We all owe him a lot.
How close were you to him?
Very close, yeah. He was a good friend of mine. You know, I have my ups and downs with him, but yeah, it's a sad thing to know that he's not with us anymore.
And what about the pressures that this type of thing brings? You know, you say you've had your ups and downs. How do you cope in a situation? You're a young lad growing up doing something you love. Nobody can prepare you for the sort of pressures that this explosion of stardom brings.
No, not for me. You know, I come from a working class family. I'm very proud of that. It was very hard to control, and I didn't really, you know, I did go the sort of nightclub way, but that's life, you know. I'm fine, and but in future, you know, the sports people today, there is a lot more professional people out there who will educate them, you know, that you've got to prepare better and all that. But I'm not complaining, I'm really not. I really had a great time.
Where did you get the most support from when you needed it?
Well, my mum and dad, you know, my mum and dad were fantastic, but I was one of them people, and I'm still one of them people now. I just didn't listen to anybody, you know. I made my own choices, my own decisions, and sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're right, but sometimes you just got to go with how your heart feels.